And I'm joined now by my guest, Peter C. from Dorchester Poverty Action. Good afternoon, Peter.
Hello, Andy.
Okay, welcome. Thank you for coming in. Just give our listeners, I know it sounds pretty self-explanatory, but just to give our listeners a little idea of what Dorchester Poverty Action does.
Thanks. It's a finance charity. It's aimed at people who, for whatever reason, are facing short-term financial difficulties. It can be unexpected costs, paying for the car repairs to get through the MOT, the cars needed for work, care leavers coming into a flat for the first time and needing furniture. It can be things like school uniform, which are quite a substantial cost. And for families with more than one child, yes, of course, they all want school uniform at the same time. So it's, just people who have hit that that occasional cost that's proving difficult. We provide grants of up to £300, £100 in the case of school uniform, just to ease over that that particular immediate problem.
And is there a big demand for your services? Is there a lot of poverty around in this area?
There is more than you would expect, and it's proved very difficult to predict demand. The charity's been going for over 30 years now and was jogging on fairly steady basis. We hit a real peak a couple of years back at the time of the invasion of Ukraine. Energy and food prices went up dramatically, and we saw a record year then with a very high demand. We made just over 200 grants that year. Since then, it eased off a little bit, but since April of this year, this financial year, demand has gone up considerably. We think mostly because of food costs, which, as everyone appreciates, are going up very, very quickly. And it looks as if, yeah, this is going to be another record year.
And, I mean, we don't know what's going to happen in the budget, but, you know, there's a good chance things are going to go up again, aren't they? You know?
Yes, that will have an impact. Fuel costs are going to rise. The Ofgem cap has increased. We know that for a lot of people, yeah, the energy costs were quite an issue. And one of the strap lines we had with the funding appeals in the past was, do you have to make the choice between heating or eating? And in many cases, if people have to pay for NHS prescriptions, yeah, that can be another choice. So they're going to have to manage without one, or if not two, of those three essentials.
Yeah, you don't think about things like that. So that's really really serious, that people not taking their medicine which they need to be taking because they can't afford it.
It can be that dramatic, yes.
And some of the people are coming to you, are you surprised of some people working as well and they still can't make ends meet, or is it people who tend to be out of work?
We don't actually keep the statistics on that. I'll explain why in a moment. The feedback we get is that the vast majority of people are actually in work, just managing. But it's those unexpected costs, the one-offs, that that can so easily trip people up. The reason we don't ask the questions about it is we don't deal direct with the beneficiaries. People don't apply directly to DPA. They're referred from organisations such as Citizens Advice, health visitors, social workers, food bank administrators, people that will know the family circumstances, and we take referrals from them.
So you know that they're genuine, that the people are genuinely in need because they've already gone through somebody else anyway.
They've already dealt with some of the caring services, yes. Ideally, we would like to think that they've tried all the government routes that are available, and in many cases you do need professional advice to understand the range that does exist, but yeah, we're there as a last resort.
And how do you go about raising your funds, and how do you keep going?
We have something like 50 supporters who make regular monthly donations on standing order. And they really are the backbone of our funding. Over and above that, we've had some very generous legacies. We do get grants from time to time from local trusts and foundations. We've had three windfalls, really. People that have hit landmark birthdays and have said that rather than have presents, they would like people to donate to us. And that has been pretty lucrative.
Yeah, well, that's brilliant that people are willing to do that. It's very nice that they think of things like that, isn't it?
It is. It is about sort of sharing cooperation within the community. And not originally from Dorset myself, it's something that struck us when we came down here, how people and organisations are so willing to help each other.
Mm. Brilliant. Now, tell us about your open evening, which is coming up on the 7th of October.
Well, once a year we have an open evening with an invited speaker. In the past it's been, for example, people from Citizens Advice explaining what they do and how they've seen things change, how the demand on the voluntary sector is changing. This year we've invited John Sloper, who is Chief Exec of Help and Kindness. It's a company that provides networking across the whole of the voluntary sector, really, keeping organisations in touch with each other and brokering opportunities for people who are looking to volunteer, looking to donate, or looking for a little bit of help themselves. And John's been doing this for many years now, and it gives him an extensive knowledge, not only of the organisations, but also the issues that are affecting the voluntary sector right across Dorset. So he promises to be a very interesting speaker.
Mm. Can you give us an idea of, you know, what he's going to be talking about?
I hope it's going to be a little bit of the background to the way Help and Kindness has evolved. Looking at their website, the number of organisations that that they support is quite considerable. It's very widespread. What we're really hoping to look at is the way in which the demand on the voluntary sector is changing all the while. And for anyone looking to come along, if they're interested in giving time, donating, or looking to get in touch with a particular charity, if they have a need or aware of particular demands that perhaps aren't being met, then it's a very good opportunity to come along and talk to John. If there's an existing organisation, he'll know of it, I'm quite sure. Yeah. Help and Kindness do also support new voluntary sector organisations that spring up in response to need within the local community.
Excellent. Now, if anybody'd like to get more details, have you got a website or anything which people...
We certainly have. The Dorchester Poverty Action website is www.dorchesterpovertyaction, it's all lowercase, no dots or spaces, .org.uk. And on there you can find contact information, much more about what we do. There's the opportunity to donate if you wish to do so. If you do donate online, do please tick the box for gift aid, because that's another valuable money spinner to us.
Absolutely. And just remind everybody when your open evening is and whereabouts, please.
It's on Tuesday the 7th of October. It starts at 7 o'clock and it's at the Dorford Centre, Dorford Baptist Church.
Excellent. Well, thanks for coming in this afternoon, Peter.
Thanks a lot, Andy.
Cheers.